I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Jessica Minear. She's with the Superior Alliance for Independent Living, and we talked about one of their very popular fundraisers that's coming up early next month. It's the Chocolate Festival. Here's more with Jessica Minear.
It's our seventh annual Chocolate Festival this year, to be held Sunday, February 7th from 1 to 3 at NMU at the University Center in the Great Lakes Rooms. Upstairs, we open that whole place up, and it's filled with tasty chocolate.
And it's chocolate in the traditional sense, but also a lot of different things with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I leave the creative license up to the chocolatiers. So a lot of time they'll do your traditional sweet chocolate, but then I just talked to Route 41 the other day on Sunday, and they're like, we're going to do stuff with lots of bacon. Lots of bacon. They had chocolate-covered peppers last year. The Flying Moose is going to be in this year. Big B Coffee is going to do some chocolate iced coffee. So we've got some new kicks coming around for the seventh annual. So,
guys, this is something I do every year, and Jessica knows this. I get tickets for my lady friends, and I make a bazillion points. I am so popular in February, I could probably run for president.
You probably could.
So I urge you to see Jessica or step down to sale today, tomorrow. It's a great way to make yourself really look good.
And it does work out as a benefit for the Superior Alliance for Independent Living. How does this all work? You just come and get a ticket? What's the best
way? Sure. So the proceeds all benefit our Inclusive Social and Recreation Program, our SPAR program, our Single Point for Activities and Recreation. But also this year, and it's funded in part by the Superior Health Foundation, is a new program, and it's called Mission Healthy UP Vets. So it's 5 wellness weekends for veterans with disabilities across the UP. They're going to go downhill skiing in Iron Mountain with the Moving Mountains program in Iron Mountain. They're also going to do dog sledding. And then when it snow breaks, they'll do some kayaking. So, and a couple other programs in there. So it's a brand new program we're trying out this year. So proceeds from the Chocolate Festival will benefit our vets from across the UP.
One of the things that's fun about the Chocolate Festival is you also do get from the feedback from the people that attend, they vote for their favorites.
They do. So there's a best dressed table, so the chocolatiers can decorate their table that they're at. There's best customer service, and there's also best dessert, of course.
Of course. Joining us in the studio from the Superior Alliance for Independent Living is Jessica Minear. We're talking about the Chocolate Festival coming up very soon on the campus of NMU in Marquette. But Jessica, let's talk a little bit about the Superior Alliance for Independent Living. It's known as SAIL. What do you guys do?
Sure. So Superior Alliance for Independent Living is a member of the Disability Network of Michigan. So there are 14 CILs in the state. We are the only one above the bridge. Mm-hmm. We service all 15 counties, and our mission is to assist individuals with disabilities and promote accessible Upper Peninsula communities for all.
Okay. It seems like a good advocacy agency and a good place to find out more people. I suppose if people may even have questions about things like accessibility in their workplace or their buildings or facilities, you have all that info.
Absolutely. All of it. All of it. We go from healthcare to housing to accessibility in the workplace and at home and recreation and everything in between, employment applications, all of those things.
And one of the things is with the programming that you do, it does cost some money, and that's where something like the Chocolate Festival comes in. So let's give everybody the details of when and where, and then how can they get tickets?
Sure. Absolutely. The 7th annual Chocolate Festival is coming up Sunday, February 7th. That is Super Bowl Sunday, but we're going to cater to the entire family. Don't worry, it will be done in plenty of time. The event is from 1 to 3 at Northern Michigan University in the University Center in the Great Lakes Rooms. Tickets are available in advance, and I encourage everyone to come out. They're $10 a person, $25 for families. They are available at our offices on Wright Street, 1200 Wright Street, in between Peak Gymnastics and the Sportsplex. So with the long gray building at the bottom of Lincoln there, mm-hmm. We encourage everyone to come out ahead of time, get your tickets so that you don't have to wait in a long line. It's like Black Friday on that Sunday.
Yeah, there is a long line usually if you do wait for tickets, so it's best to get them in advance. And people want to find out more about SAIL, more about the event, what's a good way to do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. They can log on to our website, www.upsail.com. Or log on to our Facebook page if they search Superior Alliance for Independent Living.
That's Jessica Minear with the Superior Alliance for Independent Living. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.